we were four guys that I met Paul and said, do you want to join me band, you know? And then George joined. And then Ringo joined. We were just a band who made it very, very big, that's all.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, a cultural watershed that launched the American part of one of the greatest creative legacies in pop music history. In celebration of that, the Beatles' multimedia tribute Rain brings a fully staged, updated multimedia show to the Holt Center in Eugene on Wednesday, April 23rd. Joining us at KLCC by phone is Steve Landis, who appears as John Lennon in Rain. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
This is essentially an acting role in a fully staged production as well as a musical one for you. I presume you approach it as an acting role.
In a sense, yeah. I mean, our show doesn't have dialogue per se like a typical bio of the Beatles. We basically tell their story through the music, but as musicians, we have had to learn how to portray these characters, embody these characters, as it were, and like the Beatles, the interaction between John and Paul as the years went on, all that sort of stuff is very important to who they were and how we relate to them.
What age ranges of Lennon's life and music do you portray on stage?
We go from February 9th, 1964, when the Beatles first appeared on Ed Sullivan, until the breakup. Our encore sort of touches on a solo era. I do portray John as he looked at the Madison Square Garden concerts that he did in 1972.
So that's really about an eight-year range of time then represented in the show, if I'm doing the math correctly. How long have you been portraying Lennon in this character now? It's been quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, working on my 16th year already.
So you've been Lennon in that eight-year period for twice as long as Lennon was.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's an odd concept, and Rain has been together far longer than the actual Beatles were.
Yeah, Rain as a group started in 1975, only 5 years after the Beatles broke up. Started as an original band, and they were playing some Beatles songs in their set to kind of fill out the evening. This is before the whole tribute band genre started or anything like that. It took off, and their original songs kind of fell by the wayside.
The tribute band industry has grown so much in recent years, far beyond Rain and the Beatles. What do you make of that trend?
People always say, well, is it taking away from original music or going to hear that sort of thing? But I think there's room for everything. I mean, there is a sort of cheese factor that comes with the tribute band genre in that, you know, there are good bands out there and there's some not so good. And so we wanted to take ourselves out of that and up our game by bringing in the production factors, the multimedia, original montage videos that are very much inspired by the Beatles, our sets that make it look like you're there at the Ed Sullivan concert, the Shea Stadium concert, Sgt. Pepper and Abbey Road album covers come to life on stage.
The Beatles were such pioneers in harnessing the powers of multimedia, one of the many things that made them so magical. Their use of film and animation was completely groundbreaking. It doesn't seem to me like you could do a tribute show without bringing that aspect in.
Exactly. And again, they're so much different than any other band. I mean, where else do you have a band that not only created those amazing songs, but pioneering films? I mean, Hard Day's Night is still at the top of most critics' lists as the greatest rock and roll film of all time. And, of course, music videos. Nobody had heard of music videos before the Beatles were doing it. They were at the forefront of so much of music technology and how we look at the whole business. It's been a
The Beatles with A Hard Day's Night on KLCC. I'm talking to Steve Landis, who portrays John Lennon in the Beatles' multimedia tribute Rain, which comes to the Holt Center in Eugene on April 23rd. Where do you find the room for your own creative expression in a context where you're being as faithful as possible?
I always say there's a creation in recreation. What we've got to do is take the recordings and kind of put them into a whole new forum on the live stage. We've got to get so close to these records that on a subconscious level, our audience cannot tell the difference between the recordings and the live performance.
What kind of fan reactions have you had out there, positive and challenging?
We have been very, very fortunate in that we found a lot of fans along the way, and they follow us around the country. I mean, we've got a group on the East Coast that call themselves Raindrops. They come to the show dressed as their favorite Beatle. They come with signs that relate to the different songs we do.
If I recall correctly, you personally performed with Pete Best, the famous fifth Beatle, who was the drummer before Ringo. What was that experience like for you?
Playing on that little stage in the Casbah Club where the Beatles played so many times, surrounded by murals that were painted by John, by Paul, by George, and playing a Beatles song with Pete Best. That's a surreal moment. I just couldn't believe it.
I wonder where you go from here. I mean, you've been doing this for 16 years, and John Lennon passed away when he was 40 years old. This doesn't strike me as a gig that you can grow old in. What's the future for you and Rain, do you think?
Once I get to the point where I don't look like John Lennon anymore, I don't know. I mean, I do write my own music. I love to sing covers of all sorts of music. So I guess eventually I'll do that. And of course, no matter what age, I might not be able to portray John Lennon faithfully on stage, but I can always sing his songs. I can always put that forth to my fellow Beatles fans. So I'm sure I'll be out there doing that for a long, long time.
I would imagine that all of this has really changed who you are, both musically and as a person. Can you quantify how all this experience has changed you?
I mean, as a songwriter, I mean, you can't help when my job is to sing these songs and know them like the back of my hand, delve into how they recorded them, the songwriting process. I can't help but be just a little bit better because of that. And, of course, I mean, I get to portray John Lennon, who is such an icon for peace and love and bringing people together. He was a human being. He had his flaws. But he was always striving to be a better person and bring people together. And that's important to me that I get to put forth his message every day and on stage.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes today.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to being there in Eugene.
Steve Landis, who performs the role of John Lennon in the Beatles tribute performance, Rain. They bring their multimedia show, Family Friendly, to the Holt Center in Eugene on Wednesday, April 23rd, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. For tickets and more information, haltcenter.org. Also see raintribute.com. For KLCC, I'm Merrick Allen.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere.